The surprising news that Korean scientists have successfully cloned a human embryo has once again inflamed the debate over cloning. On one side are those who say cloning offers a unique way to produce cells that may someday be used to treat deadly diseases. But others argue that any form of cloning is morally repugnant and should be banned. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The South Korean scientists used techniques similar to the ones Scottish scientists used to clone the sheep Dolly. They took the nucleus from a woman's egg and replaced that nucleus with the nucleus of an adult cell. They then coaxed the egg to start dividing. The resulting embryo is a genetic twin of the adult who donated the cell nucleus. But the Korean scientists were not interested in making a cloned baby. They wanted to obtain embryonic stem cells. It took 242 eggs from 16 women, but Cheong-kyu Lee of the Seoul National University in South Korea says using the nuclear transfer technique, he and his colleagues have obtained the embryonic stem cells they were looking for.
We stopped doing the further nuclear transfer right now, and we are concentrating on the basic research for the future clinical application.
The clinical applications of this research are what scientists are most excited about. Embryonic stem cells can turn into any cell type in the body, so they could be a renewable source of cells damaged by injury or disease. But like any other tissue transplant, stem cells have to come from a matched donor, or your body's immune system will reject the transplant. Daniel Perry is president of the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research, a group of scientific societies and patient advocate groups that supports cloning research. He says the Korean cloning achievement gets around the rejection problem.
This is the first time that we've been able to see from scientific research that human embryonic stem cells that are genetically identical to a donor of a cell can be developed with the technique that's called therapeutic cloning.
At least that's how advocates characterize this research. Critics see the Korean work in a very different light. Richard Dorflinger is Deputy Director of Pro-Life Activities for the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops.
What these researchers have succeeded in doing is not to provide any evidence that cloning is necessary for any kind of therapeutic purpose. They basically finally succeeded in creating a cloned human embryo and getting it to survive long enough to kill it for its stem cells.
Dorflinger says any therapeutic benefit from this research is theoretical at this point. He says what's certain is that to make human embryonic stem cells, you must destroy a human embryo. There's also the chance that someone will take the techniques the Koreans use to make their embryo for stem cells and use them to make a cloned embryo to implant in a surrogate mother's uterus to make a baby. Dorflinger doesn't accept the notion that you can ban one form of cloning and not the other.
If you pass a law that says we're going to allow you to clone all these embryos because we want them for research, but then it's against the law to try to have a pregnancy with one or to try to give birth to one, you're treading on some very dangerous ground. You're essentially saying that the government has mandated the destruction, and it's defining a class of humanity that it is a crime not to discard.
Not surprisingly, proponents of cloning research don't see it that way. Daniel Perry says cloning to make stem cells for research is very different from trying to make a baby.
There's no sperm and egg that meet. There is no implantation of an embryo in a uterus. There's no pregnancy. It is a better way to create stem cells. There's a bright line between that and reproducing a human being through cloning.
Congress may not get around to debating this issue in an election year, but the Korean experiment is a reminder it will have to be debated. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.